welcome to Rugged Theology, where we talk church planting, theology, and drink coffee.
Oh, I don't have the theme song.
We can count. I do.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh.
Welcome to Rugged Theology. This is probably our third or fourth attempt, although you don't know that. But it fits because
you
this
do
is
now.
Our...
you do now.
Yeah, but they haven't heard the other attempts at this. This is the bloopers episode, which usually is one of our higher rating episodes. I don't know if you guys just like our foolishness or what, but this is a podcast for the buys, by the buys, and one of the buys is Matt Leahy.
What do you got?
great intro. And David Drover.
Hello.
And Curtis.
Hey. Why do they get their last names said?
Because.
Okay.
Of other things that happened before we recorded this. All right, welcome to the bloopers episode. We are excited for 2023, for the episodes we have lined up for this year, for what Mawa Mission is going to be doing this year, for what Downtown Community Church, Kilbride Community Church, and Northern Cross Community Church will be doing, along with multiple other things. But in the meantime, how's everyone around this table?
Yeah, good. Good. I'm looking forward to... Yeah, 2023, it should be an awesome year. Lots of stuff planned. What?
You're only 2 days away.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's weird, though, hey? Like, when you say, yeah, I'm looking forward to next year, but it's only 2 days away. That is weird.
Oh, I mean, how many of us are going to make the dad joke, haven't seen you since last year?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I think somebody around this table is.
No. I don't even make that joke. That's even below my standards.
See, really? No. It's a better joke than lots of jokes I've heard you say.
Oh, man.
And this is why Curtis is just called Curtis. What about you, Dave? How are you doing? I'm not even asking this guy. How are you doing?
No, good, man. Good. Enjoying the Christmas season. And
where's your Starbucks?
New Year. Drank it all by.
Why?
Because I got an hour ago.
The whole point was to get the Starbucks and then do the podcast.
Yeah, but that was an hour ago. Not letting it sit on my desk for an hour. It's gone.
It's not as good warmed up, is it?
No.
But guess why I got cold brew. All right. So we have some bloopers lined up for what our year has been like and the mistakes that we've made. So we're going to play some of these, and then we can react to it and see if you guys even remember doing some of these. So here's our first one.
Jumpins, jumpins, jumpins.
Jumpins, jumpins, jumpins. Yay. But then what, right?
His weight is more than 300 pounds.
That'll get edited.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dun. Dun, 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 dun.
You're done.
Whoa.
Is that Shane or is that me?
That was you. Okay.
Right on.
So that was Matt coming in just as I was counting down to actually start the podcast.
Yeah, that's kind of been like a running thing. We did it a lot in the first year that we did the podcast, the whole intro, the dun 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 dun.
And then when we got a better board, when I got the actual intro on the board.
Right.
And I can mute you.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
But that kind of died away for a little bit.
But it was a running thing, though. Like, we kind of made it our own, like, pre-podcast chant to do some form. And I think, like, for a couple of months in a row, we managed to do, like, a unique or different intro.
The funniest part was still when it first happened because, you know, Steve Dow was gone away and I was manning the board for the first time and I forgot to mute the mic, and you just started singing along.
Yeah, it was great.
I was just like, what are you doing? Just enjoying it. But that's a clip of like what is usually like before we start a podcast, so.
It's true. It's pretty nonsense.
We get all the newfie stuff out, and then we just try and talk right properly.
No, I wouldn't even say it's the newfie stuff. I would just say it's the shenanigans.
Yeah.
Right? It's just pure like, shenanigans. Yeah.
I think it's more of the four of Yahoos around the table.
Right.
Which is why I brought you guys in with me, because usually it's our mistakes that end up as bloopers.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
All right, guys. I got another one here. Let's see if you guys remember this one.
So maybe that the middle one, the news one, kind of works. Stories from the ground.
And now, Stories from the Ground with Adam Diamond and Matthew Leahy, live from St. John's in the podcast booth of Model 1 Mission. Today, we are joined first with Matthew Leahy, who seems to like air horns. Matthew, can you please tell us what it has been like on the ground for you in Kilbride?
Adam, I can't do that. I can't follow suit. I just can't do it.
Well, I mean, doing journalism helps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back to where we were. How do you feel about that one, Matt?
Still like air horns.
Why were you talking like that?
What?
Why were you talking like that?
Because he used like the news thing. Didn't you hear that?
Oh, that's what that was supposed to be?
Yeah.
That was just a random piano sound.
No.
Okay. And then so I just went, and now live from Mile One Mission with Matthew Leahy. Matthew, what has it been like to be a church planter with...
Great example.
You so you can go along with this like a little interview, but you couldn't do it before?
No, that's right. That's right. It was just a momentary thing. I just couldn't do it.
He couldn't compete with me.
No.
Have we ever put the baptizo Greek debate?
No, we haven't put that one.
Why not?
Did we capture it?
I've got
a recording of it, yeah.
Why don't we put this on the bloopers?
I don't think we've used it.
We should.
We don't need to. that does not go to air.
I don't think I ever used the one either where Matt told me to tighten up my questions. I can't remember if I used that one or not. That's an interesting one. But I was thinking back though on this podcast, like we've had a lot of interesting times.
Yes, we have. For those who are wondering, like, what's this baptizo thing? So, you know, back in the day when Curtis started going to seminary, seminary.
He just started.
Yeah, right. He was learning how to, you know.
No, it was even before I started. Yeah. Oh, I was just doing like some preliminary Greek stuff.
Well, that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Right?
And, you know, I thought I was pretty good at Greek. I like Greek. I like languages. And so Curtis and I had a bit of a face off to talk about different forms of the word to baptize, baptizo.
It was our baptism podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you even paradigm?
Do you even know your paradigms?
Do you know your paradigms?
There's a bit of a face off between like what word was used. It was a verb or if it was a noun.
Or the noun format. Well,
they were both right. Well, one of them was saying the noun, like baptism, and the other one was saying I baptize.
Well, technically verb. I was right because you used it as a noun and then I told you this is what the noun is. So I don't know how we were both right.
Round two.
Right. Fight.
You were both right that the word there is the words were both Greek words that were talking about baptism.
That's right.
That part you had right.
There you go. Yeah.
So yeah. I still love you, Curtis.
It's been
We should play that.
We should.
Well, Buzz, I don't have it here with me.
Come on. Why are we not prepared for this?
Dude, one job.
You had one job, Adam.
One job.
And everyone gets muted. And
poor Adam.
All right, guys. Here's another Excellent. One. I think Dave will appreciate this one.
Just an ever-increasing burden in my own soul and heart for...
Hey, Pat.
My own church.
Stop. I forgot to hit record. that has never happened.
It's helpful to hit record.
I know. And I'm sorry. That was a beautiful intro. Beautiful.
You'll never get that again.
I know. All right.
That's hilarious. I looked over. I was like, I didn't see the timer going up. But then you were going and I was trying to point to it. And I was like, I'll wait till Pat starts talking to
Speak
ask
up,
him.
Dave.
How long was he talking before you realized?
Oh, dude, we had a good bit in the podcast.
We had a good intro.
We were about 10 minutes in, weren't we?
Oh, my God.
It was a while.
We had a really good intro. It was funny. And Pat was giving us some really good, like, golden nuggets. And then I looked down and I was like, oh, man.
Way to go.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I was on Zoom and, like, I just... Usually I'll record on... No, it was a phone call.
It was a phone call.
Yeah, it was a phone call.
Yeah, it was a phone call.
Anyways, I just forgot to hit record for some reason. It sucked.
Have you done it again?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't think so. I think I learned from mistakes.
There you go. Learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Success story amongst bloopers.
Well, Pat was pretty good for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got saucy with me. It's helpful to hit record. Saucy thing.
Thank you, Pat, for being on our podcast.
Yeah. Pat's been a great guest. He's great to talk to about worship. And Dave, you were to Vancouver a little while back with him.
Yeah. Yep.
And that good was a great time.
Yep. Oh, it was fantastic.
And when you say worship, you mean just music, right?
That's it.
That's all we mean.
just the music time. That's it.
Right.
Pat would wholeheartedly agree.
False. Let's move on.
He's like breaking out in hives right now.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here's another one for you guys.
And so, you know, when we look at healthy churches, there's a couple of areas that we're going to be looking at the conference. You know, healthy churches disciple, healthy churches minister to women, healthy churches worship well, and healthy churches... Oh, wow. I actually forgot the last one.
Make disciples. That's mine. Ooh. You can't forget that one.
That was the
first one. Don't take this out of the whole thing. Leave this in.
That was the first one. Because
now, this is horrible. So healthy churches make disciples.
And so, you know, when we look at healthy churches.
Let's play it again. Just a second, though. I don't know why it's repeating there, but there we go. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so that was I was doing a podcast with my good buddy Rob Goddard out in Cloverdale, and he was one of our guest speakers at our Engage conference last year. I guess it'd be this year because we're
It was this year.
Yeah.
We're 2 days away. Remember?
No, yeah, that's right. I guess I'll see you next year. Bad timing.
Oh my!
Wow.
I'll try that again. Cut that out. No, yeah, so...
Okay, my New Year's resolution for this podcast is that in 2023, every time Matt says, cut that out, I'm going to cut it out, I'm going to save it, and then we're going to have a compilation of all Matt's
Make a remix.
There you go. But you were interviewing
Rob Goddard. He was one of our guest speakers for Engage this year, and I was just wanting to, you know, pick his brains on what he was talking on, and we had gone through the list of all the different subjects, and I listed off the subject of, healthy church.
You forgot one. And for
some but reason, I didn't, though.
You didn't list off like three, didn't you?
Yeah. What was the fourth one?
Anyway, so you're like, I forgot one. And he thought you forgot his, but you did make disciples.
Yeah, that's right. Healthy churches, plant churches. Did you say that one?
Maybe that's the one you forgot.
Maybe that, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
It was hilarious, and it was video too. So if you see the video, Rob's just like, nope. You can hear him. He's saying like, don't cut that out. And he actually goes on, I'm going to keep talking, so you can't edit this out. And I have to stay in the podcast. But I managed to cut it out and give Matt some saving grace.
That's right. So no, I didn't forget his topic. I forgot another topic that I even now forget what I forgot, and so. Yeah, that was...
So would you like to say anything to Rob Goddard?
Rob, it was great to have you speak at Engage.
No.
What?
You need to say, I'm right.
No.
You were wrong. No, you were right.
Okay, I was right.
Makes Matt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Rob's going to get a text later that just says, I'm sorry.
He's going to be like,
what?
What
do you got for us, Curtis?
I'm just reading.
Why are you reading in the middle of a podcast?
Do you have anything on here that Curtis was part of?
I was going to say, I think Matt's been a part of almost all of them.
What?
I feel like you've been a part of almost all of them so far. Not necessarily because they're your fault, but you've just been.
Oh, they're me. Yeah.
Yeah, but any
well, you put me and Matt together in a room, and it's kind of like, well, you know, we were talking about something earlier this month, and it was dependent on, basically, not dependent, but, you know, we need to be well behaved. So I looked at Matt and said, "Matt, we can't be friends until Friday."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
like when we get together, that's it. It's
but,
gone.
But do you have anything, any bloopers where, you know, Curtis was directly at fault?
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, there's probably lots, but
do you have them there?
All right, let's listen to this one.
What does it matter if Adam's from around the bay and so, spelling?
Because he can't speak English.
What was it, Adam? The other day you and Rob were like,
"Scallops? You're from up the shore."
No, with Mary Brown. Oh, it was Mary Brown's in Botwood. So we were talking about Mary Brown's. I was like, "Yeah, you know, we do." It's like, now I know where Adam was saying to Robert. He's like, "Yeah, I know. We got a Mary Brown's in Botwood." Like, almost like as if that makes his town worse because it, like, I don't know.
No, it makes my town better. It makes me more like a city to Robert because Robert had to drive like 40 minutes for the closest Mary Brown's.
And then I said, "Are you guys really having a competition for like whose town's more crappier?" can you guys say crap on a podcast?
Oh, we did that one. You just said it again.
You said it again.
But that was a conversation we had. Then we just cut it out because we didn't know if anyone really wanted to hear it. But they can make it the blooper. But no, me and Robert had a conversation earlier about whose town was basically more bay, I guess.
Are any baymen going to get offended over that?
No. I mean, Botwood is a bit of a bigger center.
No. Are any baymen going to go over the fact that I said that you don't speak English?
I mean, that's like that guy that came to the hospital. And I was at the hospital years ago.
At the Janeway.
And some guy came up to me. You know, we were the only two dudes in the entire area.
Now, this was like almost 3 years ago.
It was
2.5 years ago.
But was he from Botwood or from Birchie Bay? I can't remember.
Botwood.
Yeah, and so he said something to me, and I blinked. Right, I was just like, I have no idea what you're saying. And
you messaged me, and you're like, "Yeah, I just met someone from Botwood. All I could think of was, buddy, you need to go back where you came from."
Yeah, right.
But that was someone who grew up in Botwood and probably never left and kept that accent. That's what it probably is. I mean, I left Botwood and I lived in Corner Brook. I lived in Stephenville.
Well cultured. I lived in Stephenville.
I lived all these places, man.
Okay, no, but affects your accent at least. And then traveling, you kind of got to slow yourself down.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, my accent is different now. I've lost a bit of it compared to when, like, say, Benji and the boys were here.
That's right.
Because we're in Steve's basement. And I remember everyone was introducing themselves, and it got to me, and all I said was like, "Yeah, I'm Adam Diamond." And Benji was like hardly paying attention; his head snaps off, and
like a deer in headlights,
like what just came out of your mouth? Yeah. Like, he had no idea what I just said.
But hold on, now we've deviated from the voice clip or the podcast clip. What town is more bay?
Well, Roberts is smaller. I mean, you got to drive 40 minutes for
it. We're ready to hear it. Robert.
Right.
But Botwood's a bigger center. I mean, we've got smaller towns around Botwood, like Phillips Head, Point Lincoln, Point of Bay, that all would have to go through Botwood to get to Grand Falls or anything or come to the hospital.
Does that mean that Middle Arm's better than Botwood?
It's more bay than Botwood.
It's more bay. It doesn't mean it's better.
But your whole argument against townies is that you're more bay.
Yeah.
So when
I'm more bay than a townie.
Which bay is best?
Yeah, but if the level is which is more bay.
Well, Robert's just better than you guys, and he's
He's more bay. Yeah. So if he's more bay than you, he's better than you. Therefore, Middle Arm is better than Botwood. You got nothing.
Maybe.
Got him.
Nothing.
Boom.
I'm glad you picked up on where I was going with that, Curtis.
Well, which bay is best?
I got Notre Dame Bay is where we were.
Yeah.
Well, Notre Dame Bay and Robertson White Bay and Scenic Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because we had that conversation.
In the Bay Vert Peninsula.
Yeah. You drive through Scenic Green Bay, but Miller Arm is in White Bay. I don't know what's wrong with us. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah. All right, guys, we got one more blooper here for you. Give this a listen. And welcome.
Me?
No, it was me. And welcome to another episode of Rugged Theology. We are back with the interns, we'll say.
Yep,
as you can tell. I am your host, as usual, Adam Diamond. And today I have with me Curtis Rogers.
What are you at?
Who is great. And so we're just going to have to start this over.
This is a perfect intro.
You got so offended and so upset. Like,
this is a perfect intro.
You can hear it in his voice. He's like, oh, man, that was great.
It's good quality stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
I love you, Curtis.
That's all needs to be said.
Right. The Lord made him this way, right? He can't help it.
The mold wasn't broke for Curtis.
The what?
Mold wasn't broke for Curtis.
No, it was broke.
It was broke. All right.
Way to go. Well, classically, getting a standard saying messed up.
If the mold wasn't broke, there'd be more people like Curtis. If it was broke, and he's unique and one of a kind, like his mommy says he is.
There you go.
You know what they say.
You know what they say. What do they say?
You know.
He knows now.
He knows.
Yeah. I don't know how they do.
Buzz, what do they say?
He knows what they says.
No, I don't.
That's because you're from town. That's it.
He's from town. By your logic, that means we're better.
Sick. Nice, Dave.
We need to have like the great Townie and Bateman debate on this podcast at some point.
What would that be?
Not you.
No, but...
What would
the Townie and Bateman debate be? Who's better?
Who's better, the Bateman or the Townies?
Yeah, true.
See, the fact
is,
that
it better, is it better to wear flannel inside your sweater or outside your sweater?
Yes.
Is it better to wear Blundstones or rubber boots with Sobeys bags lining them?
Well, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
We don't have any plastic bags here anymore.
No. But you got to have them stored up over the years, right?
You can use the plastic bread bags. We used those growing up, too.
Yeah, but they're no
Blundstones with plastic bags in them?
No.
Rubber boots.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard you right, because I was like, what? Yeah.
That there was such an example of how Newfoundlanders can go at each other, and then as soon as somebody else steps in, they just team up and totally.
Well, yeah. It's an example of why Matt's not going to be in that debate.
You don't even go here.
I want a DNA sample to know your origins.
But something wrong with us today.
Well, listen, this is a blooper episode. This is where we can get it all out, right?
I think we need the new year to come so we get some sense.
It's 2 days away.
Sometimes I fear the blooper episode is really just the let's be saucy to each other episode and just laugh, and then that's a blooper.
It's pretty much what happens every podcast is we just edit it out.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, everyone just gets to see what happens what I don't edit out.
It's true.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that's all of our bloopers for this year. There's a few more, but I just chose those. Our board can only hold so many. But I hope you've had a good laugh with us and that you look forward to the rest of the year.
2 days. Actually, that's going to be weird. The rest of next year.
Well,
right.
This is playing in the new year. So I can say the rest of the year.
That's right, you can.
Yeah. It's like some sort of time travel.
Does that mean you have to cut out all our talk about 2 days from now?
Well, no. I mean, I think people can manage to look on the calendar and know when we recorded this.
But isn't that classified?
Isn't that what?
What if we're coming from the future?
We're in the past.
No, now is the present.
Preach. That'll preach.
That'll preach. Uh-huh.
If anybody has any idea what any of us just said.
All right. For now,
I'll be impressed.
Take care. Look forward to future episodes and look forward to even hearing more about Model Emission, our church plants, and what's happening. With that said, we'll catch you again next Thursday. Take care. So long. You've been listening to Rugged Theology. Rugged Theology is brought to you by Mile One Mission. If you want to know more about Mile One Mission and our work in Newfoundland and Labrador, visit www.mileonemission.ca.